You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back to Mentoring Matters. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, and with my partner, David Carson. And we're fortunate to have two guests with us this morning, John Awasoga from the City of London Police and David Bugs from FedEx Kinko's. So, John, I think, David, when we were about to get our break, you wanted to make a point, and I think it's a really important point. If you could perhaps continue that thought, that would be great.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rennie. Yeah, we were talking about the use of mentoring in diversity for access, etc. And I mentioned that we're running a similar program here in the States, but this time it's aimed at specifically at female staff within a local authority. They are experiencing, or had experienced, I should say, what many companies experience, that once they get to a higher executive level, there's kind of an imbalance in gender. And this is always a hot topic in all of the personnel and HR reviews. Now, 3 years ago, we started this with St. Edmundsbury Borough Council, aimed at female staff. And they've called me in for a third time to do some more work, and this time the HR manager's telling me that they have now achieved equal gender at senior management level due to the mentoring program.
Really?
So, I mean, that is really fantastic news.
Yeah.
Where people say, okay, this is a problem. How do we address it? Well, you know, David and John, our guests, have already talked about the value of mentoring, helping people to navigate the culture, gain access. And this is a result of that, Rennie. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. John, do you have similar results in your program? Because I know you've just completed it. Have you just completed the program?
We completed our program at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And if there has been some improvement in the sort of the demographics of management and promotion, we've had one of our mentors has been successfully promoted. Sorry, one of our mentorees has been successfully promoted recently. Well, what we found was that the relationship between staff and the relationship between different groups. There's been a little bit of a change in the way people relate to each other, which has helped the relationship between the lower grades and management has improved because what Dave was saying before about the relationships between the pairs, where people actually get to understand how other people think, and some of our mentors have said that they found it very beneficial because they've got an understanding now how staff feel, because a lot of the times when you're dealing with manager and employee, there are some questions that can't be asked or some things that can't be raised because, well, that's my manager, I can't tell them that. You don't want to show signs of weakness and signs of inability to do things. But when you've got a mentor, you can open up a bit more, and the mentor can give you tools and ways of dealing with it, with an issue that then gives you the opportunity to improve your performance and improve your delivery to the organization. So that's been quite a big benefit for us.
Excellent. That's one of the reasons why we always say that if you're putting in a formal mentoring program, the mentor is never the manager of that particular employee for exactly the reason you just talked about, John, which is I need to have the freedom to speak my mind with someone who can understand me, and that person shouldn't have any responsibility for my development in terms of promotion and so forth. That's really a good point. Other thoughts about diversity matching, things to consider or things to avoid?
Well, I'll just share with you one of the things that we considered, it goes back to John's point, is that understanding that some of our leadership gets from having the dissimilar matches really carries over to how they deal with their work groups. And I think that's a very important thing. That's, to your point earlier, the continuation of that diversity training or diversity management training. Okay, what do you do with it now? Once I understand that everybody doesn't think just like me, everybody doesn't function just like me. Everybody doesn't look at their job from my perspective. Then now I can go into my work group and say, well, you know what? I'm not going to treat everybody the same way because I know everybody is different. Everybody has a different work ethic. Everybody has a different thought process. And there are probably some things here that I've been missing. And that's one of the things that I've seen thus far. I've gotten some really good feedback from some of our leadership that have been paired with a person of color or some of our male leaders that have been paired with females. And they're really starting to look at things differently. And they're wondering, what are you going to do next? This is great.
That's wonderful. That's great feedback. And I think that leads to the whole issue of change. I mean, you know, often I think companies invest in programs with the idea of changing, but you sometimes wonder if all the investment has really led to anything that's different. But I do think that when you have diversity training or you have a diversity initiative and you couple that with a mentoring process, I think you strengthen both programs and I think you can bring about change in the organization and ultimately create a mentoring culture.
Now, speaking of mentoring culture, it is something else that has come from this, Rainey, and I have you to thank for that. I've had more managers now that want their employees to participate in some type of mentoring training and some
really?
Type of mentoring program.
Wow.
And since the inception of our program, which has only been the first quarter,
yep.
we've had a lot of informal mentoring relationships to develop. It's very surprising because now it's like a buzzword.
Oh, wow. Really?
But it's something that employees have actually needed. The reason we started ours is because of the voice of the people. When we did our survey, the preponderance of our females and people of color was, hey, we need to have access to folks where we can find out how to maneuver within the corporation. We need mentors. And it's becoming loud and clear that that's the way you develop some of your people. You have to get them a mentor. Because you don't, you know, it's just like having kids. You don't get a book to show you how to feed them proper care and feeding of kids and all that kind of stuff. You have to kind of do some things trial and error. Well, if you have a mentor, it helps you progress faster because you have folks that have gone through all of that, can give you that feedback. And folks are recognizing that.
Yeah.
The whole business landscape.
And John, aren't you saying that one of the mentors who were on our program is now mentoring outside the force because of that?
That's correct, yeah. One of our mentors enjoyed the experience, learned quite a bit, and actually volunteered himself to do the same thing outside of the force, and he's actively and successfully doing that now. And every one of our mentors that went through the program have all said they want to do it again.
Excellent.
One of the managers who's done it said, look, you see, it's helped me to become a better manager, which is something that David was elaborating on earlier.
Well, that's excellent news, isn't it, Rennie?
Yeah, I guess it speaks again to the power of a well-executed mentoring program. And I would like to mention that both of these programs are what we would call formal programs as opposed to informal or, if you will, self-directed programs. And we'll talk a little bit more about self-directed programs in one of our other shows. But I do think that often people ask, well, what kind of benefits? Why would one want to have a formal mentoring program? Will that kind of thing work and all that kind of stuff? And I think what's at least edifying for me, you know, being in the business all these years, and I'm sure to Dave, is the idea that, you know, you are reporting the kind of results that we believe mentoring can have in organizations, and the proof is in the pudding, if you will. And you know, you as guests, I verify that, and it's really very, very gratifying. You'll see those kinds of changes. You know, so I thank you both for that and willing to participate and invest in your employees through a formal mentoring process. Other thoughts, speaking about matches themselves, and again the idea of whether we match like and unlike, and there's a point that David brought up, I think, earlier, which was the issue of, you know, at least in the States, when you go look for mentors, they're going to be majority individuals. And so how do you address that issue when you have so few you know, diverse mentors available. Any thoughts on that from any of our guests or Dave?
Well, if I go back to the program with the City of London Police and, you know, John mentioned that they set out really to match, to make the differences. I remember the matching session, John, there was John, myself, and Inspector Kate Lichtensteiger, and we went through our profile forms. Everyone completed the profile forms. And the goal was to make the best match, and I think really irrespective of diversity, Rennie, because we looked at what people were looking to get out of the relationship and what the mentors had to offer. And that's the way we started the process. And then following that, we had a real conversation about the participants in the program, and the whole thing kind of gelled. And what's your take on that, John?
No, you're absolutely right. You've explained quite succinctly what we tried to do. It really was looking, rather than looking at what color you were and what sex you were, it was like, what do you have to offer as a mentor, and what does the mentoree want? And then trying to match up the requirements and get a successful pairing going.
Yep. Now, just on the other point you made there, Rennie, or I think you were alluding to, if you've got a pair that's, there's a difference there. We're talking about navigating the culture. Now, the white male may not understand what it's like for a female officer in the City of London Police to navigate the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do? Well, when partway through the program, we brought in one of the assistant, I think it was a deputy assistant commissioner, a female, talk about her experience entering the police force. And I think that was really valuable, and it was a good thing to add to the program.
Excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that all these points bring up the value of mentoring diversity, but one of the points you made at the very beginning was you match based upon the best match.
Yes.
And that's really the important concept. Particularly when you're doing diversity mentoring, people could assume that one should match based upon, let's say, the gender, the race. That's the predominant factor. And no matter what criteria you use, the issue should be, is this a good match? And on that thought, we're going to stop there, pause again for another break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our guests, John and David, and we look forward to welcoming you back shortly.